Well, hello once again. A huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Thank you so much for being here on Phoenix 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, or of course on phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. Use the internet to be here. Great to have your company tonight. Now, in recent weeks, I've broken away from regular programming with alphabet specials, and I thought my listeners may not want to hear another alphabet special, but they like specials. Let's do another special show, because that's special. What's special at the moment? Well, in the news has been NASA's OSIRIS-REx space probe returning from the asteroid, aptly named closely to me, Bennu, hasn't it? It's been to get samples from the asteroid Bennu and bring them back to Earth, and we may discover things about the beginning of our solar system, about the further back than we've ever been before. So we're celebrating outer space in this outer space special. So musically, here's Babylon Zoo.
Just Phoenix FM.
So, in case you hadn't worked it out, all the tracks are going to link to space in some way or another. Some very obviously, like Babylon Zoo, Spaceman. Some, possibly, quite tenuously. But I'll explain the links to you and it'll all make sense as we go along. It's going to be a wonderful couple of hours together here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with me, Ben Simmons, as ever. So, yes, everyone at NASA and the wider world beginning to be excited about 250 grams of space dust from the asteroid Bennu being brought back and being able to be examined, tested, seeing exactly what it comprises. Will we find out about the origins of life on our planet as a result of this being now here on Earth from out there in outer space? So also in between the songs, I've decided I'm going to share with you some facts about outer space. Now, the sheer vastness of it is clearly unfathomable, really, for us, and it makes us feel incredibly, incredibly tiny in the great scheme of things when you look at outer space. But I think it's always interested people. I've always loved sci-fi. I've always loved the idea of travelling through space and finding other habitable worlds and planets and creatures that have survived some vast distance of some vast galaxy or whatever. It would be fascinating. So yes, get ready. After the next track, we will start you with some facts about outer space. Not science fiction, science fact. So yes, I'm excited by it. You should be too. And we need another track to keep us going musically. So here's actually one of my favourites of all time, regardless of themes or whatever. And this remixed version really is rather fabulous. So not for the first time tonight. This is Jamiroquai, but this is the only Space Cowboy.
Phoenix FM.
Brilliant song, Space Cowboy, Jamiroquai. Always love boogieing along to that one and using the word boogie. Yeah, not dance, you have to boogie to it. Right, space facts as promised. We all look into the sky every night, we all see the moon. But did you know this lesser known thing about the moon? It's not really round. It looks round to our eyes, but in fact, it's actually shaped more like a lemon. A lemon in landscape view, if you like. So it has flattened poles and bulges on both and the far sides around the equator. So yeah, incredible. The moon is basically a lemon, not a cheese. Here are the Supermen lovers.
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this, Space Special, because the asteroid Bennu sample that will be examined closely over the coming weeks and months, I'm sure. But in between the music tonight on the show that goes like this, interesting facts about outer space. So our galaxy, as I'm sure you know, is the Milky Way. In 2009, astronomers exploring a giant cloud of gas and dust at the centre of the Milky Way made a surprise discovery that the cloud was packed full of a chemical known as ethyl formate, which has a couple of intriguing properties. Ethyl formate gives raspberries their flavour and also smells like rum. So, yeah, it's also full of ethyl alcohol, otherwise known as ethanol, which we use to make alcoholic beverages. So, were you able to take off your spacesuit in the middle of the Milky Way and give it a big sniff, you would get a sensation of raspberries, rum and general alcohol. I think most humans would be happy to be floating about like that. There we go. Raspberries are red. Here's Simply Red.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Another fantastic track from Simply Red there, and here's another amazing fact about outer space. As you all know, Mercury is the planet nearest to the Sun in our solar system. And technically, one Mercurian day lasts 59 Earth days, while a year lasts 88. However, due to the unusual orbit and alignment with the Sun of Mercury, the length of time from sunrise to sunrise is equal to 196 Earth days, which means technically one day on Mercury is longer than a year on Mercury. Can you get your heads around that? That is ridiculous. It's that much closer to the Sun, isn't it? But very bizarre to get your head around. A day on Mercury is longer than a year because of its orbit. Sunrise to sunrise, longer than it takes to go around the Sun. There we go. Right, while we all try and come to terms with that, here's Nicki Minaj, clean version.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give two.
I'm on the floor.
Phoenix FM.
Nicki Minaj and Starships there then. Now, here's an interesting fact for you about outer space, and more particularly surviving in outer space. It would technically be possible to survive for a couple of minutes in a leaky spacesuit, Although many films have shown instant horrendous explosions and puffed up spacesuits at the touch of a pinprick in the suit, the effects of being exposed to space are slightly less dramatic. Although it would be definitely very unpleasant, you could survive for a couple of minutes. After around 10 seconds, though, you would lose consciousness. And then the fact space is a vacuum eventually would cause your blood to boil. So, yes, it's not good. You couldn't be out in it for too long, but maybe longer than has ever been portrayed in movies. So, yeah. And blood boiling wouldn't be fatal alone due to the pressure maintained by our blood vessels themselves. So gas bubbles would form in your bodily fluids, causing your body to swell up and bloat. I'm not going to go any further. We all know it would be unpleasant. Basically, if you're an astronaut, it's not wise to have a leaky spacesuit. It's wise to have a perfectly safe one. Yes. As if you didn't know that already. Okay, time for more music. Let's change it up musically now. Let's get a bit calmer. Let's get a bit Garfunkel-y and arty.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispered.
Phoenix FM.
Simon and Garfunkel with the sound of silence there, because in space no one can hear you sing easy listening music. Fantastic. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. Hope your Tuesday's treating you well so far. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. Great stuff after me as well. Check out the schedule on our website. Now, more facts about outer space. You may or may not know this, but all stars have a lifespan and will eventually sort of burn out and collapse. Our sun, it's thought, will eventually sort of swell, burst, explode, whatever, then collapse and form a black hole. Now, if a star doesn't have enough mass to form a black hole, it can form a neutron star, which is basically a being composed entirely of neutrons packed together in a tiny radius, like 30 centimetres across. And a neutron star's density, we cannot really comprehend. A teaspoonful of that material would weigh over a trillion kilograms. A teaspoonful of the material in a neutron star would weigh more than the entire human population. So to make something as dense as a neutron star, the entire of humanity would need to be crammed into a space the size of a sugar cube. It's a bit mind-boggling, it's a bit ridiculous, I don't fully understand it, but pack a load of neutrons together, and I mean a load, weighs a lot. I think we can leave it there. Right, while the music is slightly slower, here's one of my favourites. This is the Lighthouse Family.
Sometimes I get tired of this me first attitude. You are the one thing that keeps me smiling. That's why I'm always wishing hard for you. 'Cause your light shines so bright. I don't feel no solitude. My first star at night, I'd be lost in space without.
Phoenix FM.
Always loved listening to that track, Lighthouse Family, Lost in Space. Absolutely brilliant. Now, more space facts, keeping them coming. I'm enjoying them. Hopefully you are too. Now, nothing in the universe rivals the power of a gamma ray burst. Basically, incredibly intense flashes of high energy radiation. And they can happen when a massive star implodes or when two neutron stars, as we now know are incredibly dense, merge together. But get this, gamma ray bursts, various points in the galaxy, can release more energy in 10 seconds than our sun will in its entire life. Get your head around that if you dare. More energy in 10 seconds than all the power of the sun the whole time it burns. Incredible. So there we go. You don't want to get in the way of a gamma ray burst. Now, let's go to a band called Space with Female of the Species.
Phoenix FM.
That was Space and Female of the Species. If you just joined us, this is my Outer Space special on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Also available on Smart Speaker. Great to have your company tonight. Why are we doing an Outer Space special? Well, because NASA scientists are now examining material brought back from the asteroid Bennu, which was named after me, obviously, which is very honouring. Now, Yeah, so facts about outer space in between tracks that link to outer space. It's going to be entertaining. There's no reason to go anywhere else. Now, did you know this? I've seen videos on this on TikTok from people like Brian Cox and Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is a little bit disturbing, really. Ever since the Big Bang, most objects in space have been moving away from one another, and now scientists believe the expansion of the universe is actually accelerating. So therefore, there are things in our, you know, current vision that are moving away from us. And we say current vision, obviously, in space terms, they're trillions of light years away. But, you know, in a few years, we won't be able to see them, which means there are things we currently can't see that do exist that are there, and we will never be able to see them. We will never be able to know exactly their place in outer space, in the known universe. It's bizarre. Again, something that can't really be comprehended, but it's slightly upsetting and slightly disturbing. Although, for things that have moved out of our vision, we may be able to spot them indirectly via bursts of radiation they emit at the end of their lives. It's all crazy. Time for more music. Here's Top Loader. Dancing in the Moonlight is Still Space.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this. I'm still Ben Simmons. I haven't gone to outer space yet, but we are throughout the show, musically and with facts about space too, so keep it here. Now, it seems slightly scary to talk about black holes. Yes, we should all worry about them, I guess, because they are so massive and they're so strong in terms of their gravitational pull, even light can't escape, hence the name black hole. They have a voracious appetite, yes, and therefore everything that you could imagine would get dragged into it and never be able to come out. So yeah, I don't like the idea of that. It was dealt with in Interstellar, wasn't it? What would happen if a human were likely to encounter a black hole, at least in some theoretical way anyway. And there was a film in the 80s called The Black Hole, wasn't there? I remember that, a kind of kid-friendly sci-fi adventure. Yeah, anyway, you may not know this about black holes. Because black holes, draw everything into them, even light, they have a theoretical opposite, a white hole. Yeah. Which spits out light and matter instead of trapping it, just constantly emitting light and matter. White holes are so far purely hypothetical objects, and astronomers and scientists are contemplating how they could form in reality. But basically, because everything must have an opposite, we know black holes exist, so white holes must exist too, and instead of dragging everything into them, they emit everything. Bizarre. Speaking of bizarre, the lyricist from this track must be quite bizarre as well. Here's Daft Punk.
I'm not afraid to
Phoenix FM.
How did they come up with them? Daft Punk around the world, yes. Space related on this outer space special on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. And now, you probably know that the planet Pluto used to be the furthest away in our solar system and has now been demoted, so it's not strictly a planet, which means the furthest away in our solar system is Neptune. Neptune was discovered in 1846, and it still has only completed one orbit around the sun since we knew it was there. You imagine spending a year on Neptune? 165 Earth years. Yeah, you'd be a bit upset that your birthday didn't come round very often, wouldn't you? I think you'd probably celebrate it differently if there was life on Neptune, intelligent life anyway. But yeah, so Neptune takes 165 years to complete a full orbit around the sun. Has only done it once since we've known about it. Craziness. Here's Amy Winehouse.
Shame, oh shame, babe.
Phoenix FM.
Back to Black from Amy Winehouse, another fantastic track. Always enjoy bringing you great tunes here on the Phoenix FM airwaves. Now, talking about outer space, we all imagine gravitational pull keeping things in place in our solar system. Our planets have their orbit around the sun because we're sort of anchored to the sun, if you like, and then moons are anchored to their individual planets, so there's these gravitational fields. But scientists believe that there could be in our galaxy over 200 billion planets that aren't forced to stay around any star, just kind of drifting on their own wherever they want. Rogue planets, possibly kicked out of their own systems or from stars that have burnt out. There we go, they don't all have suns. Here's the Weekend.
Phoenix FM.
Great track, Blinding Lights. Oh yes, you'll get those in outer space, most definitely. Now, we all enjoy weight loss programs at one time, whether it's exercise, whether it's dieting, whatever. There are fads, there are things that come and go. Imagine if you were the sun and wanted to lose the weight. The sun loses 1 billion kilos of matter per second. I'm sorry, what? Our star sheds around 1.3 trillion 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 particles every second. So hot and energetic, they speed out into space as part of the solar wind. It equates to 1 billion kilograms of matter per second, or one Earth every 185 million years. That's why our sun will burn itself out eventually, because it's not going to have enough matter left to keep burning. That is absolutely crazy. A billion kilograms per second coming out of the sun in just pure energy. There we go. Wowzers. Well, I'm shocked by that. I'm enjoying bringing these outer space facts to you. Hopefully you're enjoying listening to them as well. We're only halfway through the show tonight, so, you know, don't go anywhere. And then also in between these interesting facts and snippets from me, you get tracks like this. Classic. One of the better space-linked tracks from Oasis.
Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM, my outer space special because of the Bennu asteroid. and the 250 grams of asteroid dust that have been brought back to Earth. Been featured in the news quite a bit recently. I'm intrigued to find out what will be discovered as a result of it. If they just say it's a load of dust, we couldn't find anything, that's going to be a big shame, isn't it? Now, you already know I like sci-fi, and we all know Star Wars, don't we? Let's be honest, whether you've seen it or whether you hate it, you must know of its existence. And if you know it even a little bit, you'll know one of the planets that features heavily in Star Wars is Tatooine, which has famously two suns. So you get to see those incredible images of sunsets with two suns on the horizon. Well, though our sun in our solar system is a single star, it is in fact in the minority. Over half of sun-like stars in the Milky Way are part of multiple star systems, binaries or even triplets. There we go. So Tatooine, probably more common than you might think. Our sun in the minority. That's amazing. Now, I did say Jamiroquai would feature more than once earlier. JK and the rest are back again with this classic, Cosmic Girl.
Phoenix FM.
That was Jamiroquai once again, the brilliant Cosmic Girl. Now, more space info that's interesting. We've all seen on the news, haven't we, footage of astronauts on the International Space Station, and they seem to be floating around and larking about, having a great time. It's just one big party up there. But did you know onboard gravity on the International Space Station is actually only about 10% weaker than on the Earth's surface? Astronauts manage to float freely due to the ISS's continual state of free fall, which is the same effect experienced by skydivers. The difference with the ISS is that it also has horizontal motion. So as it moves sideways and falls towards Earth, the horizon curves away, keeping it in orbit and simulating a feeling of weightlessness for anyone on board. Quite incredible. But in fact, only 10% weaker gravity on the International Space Station than actually on ground on the Earth. Quite amazing. This is my Outer Space Special. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. And coming up now, a fantastic track that was a huge success in the West End on Broadway, soon to be in film. It's Idina Menzel.
Playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I'm lost. Well, if that love, it comes at a much too high cost.
Phoenix FM.
Gotta love a bit of Defying Gravity, Idina Menzel. I love the musical Wicked as well. Apollo Victoria Theatre in London, I saw it many years ago, and yes, it is coming to movie screens at some point once the writer's strike and actor's strike is resolved. It ought not to be too far away. So, yes. Now, anyway, more space facts. Did you know, it sounds alarming, but in reality not all that alarming in terms of a human's lifespan. Our days are getting longer. Earth's spin speed is slowing. Every year it takes our planet slightly longer to complete one full revolution on its axis. However, the change is minuscule. Every century, Earth slows by 1/500th of a second, which means 1,000 years from now, one day will be 200ths of a second longer than today. So I don't think we need to worry too much about changing a year to 366 or 367 days with a leap year. I think we'll all be fine. Nobody panic. Yes, days technically are getting slightly longer every year, but fractions of a second. Nobody panic. Okay, good. Glad we've all come to terms with that. Here's another brilliant track. Let's get funky. Let's get BTS. It's Dynamite. 'Cause I'm in the stars tonight. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, running on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of LeBron. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea and I'll get my ping pong. This is getting heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Woo-hoo. Life is sweet as honey, yeah, this beat you treat it like money. Another track that I absolutely loved the first time I heard it, BTS Dynamite. Still love hearing it now. Yes, it's the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Outer space special because of the asteroid Bennu. 250 grams of exciting asteroid dust. Let's get investigating. Now, I hope you're not worried about the fact that days are getting longer on planet Earth, maybe this is something a little bit more concerning. The moon is getting further away every year. Now, this isn't quite as minuscule an amount, but the moon exerts a pull on Earth which causes our planet to be slightly egg-shaped rather than a perfect sphere. It affects water even more, creates our tides, and causes the oceans to pile up towards one side of the planet, forming a tidal bulge. This bulge is dragged around with the moon as it orbits, but as Earth rotates faster than the moon, this bulge moves slightly ahead of the moon's position in orbit, so the moon pulls back on it, which is effectively trying to slow it down, and causes Earth's rotation rate to gradually slow down over time as a result. Anyway, the thing that happens is the moon is getting a slight energy boost all the time and is therefore slowly spiralling outwards, moving away from planet Earth. Now, bearing in mind we were talking about hundredths of a second, you know, days getting longer, the moon is moving away 3.8 centimetres per year. That's nearly 4 centimetres a year. So, you know, in 100 years, that's 4 metres further away. So you talk about 1,000 years, it's quite a bit for, you know, 10,000 years. It's a long way away. Tides are going to be different in the future, if Earth's still going. Now, I've worried myself. I know I'm not going to be around in 10,000 years, who knows what will, but you may have to deal with interesting tides. Anyway, as you can hear in the background, a song has started. With the brilliant Earthbound, this is Connor Reeves.
Because we used could say that we were far away, because our love, it took us to another place, and it's so hard for me to face. But if you really have to go, you take the high, I'll take the low. But when you leave me, don't you know?
Phoenix FM.
Bit melancholy, beautiful vocals, Connor Reeves and Earthbound, yes. Now, more space facts for you. Did you know heat from the Big Bang is still around today? Sounds incredible. The early universe consisted of a hot soup of ionised gas, a sort of opaque plasma, if you like, and about 380,000 years after the Big Bang, this gas cooled enough that atoms were able to form. So radiation left over from the Big Bang is still around today and is now known as the cosmic microwave background. Can't be seen with the naked eye, of course, but various missions have been able to study it in microwave light. But it is literally providing some form of heat and came about at the Big Bang, however many billions and billions and billions of years ago. So, yeah, still quite incredible. There's so many things to do with outer space and galaxies and the universe that you can't really get your head around. Anyway, as long as it fills your little world right up, everything's okay.
Maybe it's all
Phoenix FM.
So yeah, the Phoenix Fill My Little World right up. Fabulous. Another one I always enjoy listening to. And now another fact for you. So most of the facts I've shared with you tonight I've had some sort of already prior knowledge of myself. This one I've never heard of before, but there you go, it's quite bizarre. In our solar system, Venus spins in the opposite direction to all the other planets. This is a puzzle that requires solving, clearly, if we need to understand everything we can about our solar system. But some scientists have presumed it could have been struck by some kind of object that sent it spinning in the opposite direction. Would have had to have been an incredibly large object, but there is no confirmed theory as to why Venus spins backwards relative to the other planets in the solar system. And also, like we discussed before with Mercury and its strange phenomenon of years and days, but understandable when it's near the Sun. Venus also rotates slowly, so it does seem to indicate it was struck by something. But one day on Venus is equivalent to 243 Earth days, yet Venus orbits the Sun in 225 Earth days. So again, one day on Venus, longer than 1 year on Venus. Stuff like that I find too difficult to fully understand. Let's just leave it at that. I understand it, but I just can't fathom it, you know. Yeah, I don't think I should try. Now, here's a song with a celestial title from a band that really doesn't have one. Halo from Texas.
Stars in the wrong private movie, play just like children. Lies a taper, places she has never seen. The kiss and tear of it all, to her it seems so obscene. She's so pretty, her hair is a mess. We all love her. To that we confess. She has a halo. We really do adore her. For she has a halo. Can we touch her? For the blindness, she sees much further. On the wall.
Phoenix FM.
The brilliant Texas and Halo. It's the show that goes like this, Outer Space Special with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM 98.0, phoenixfm.com and Smart Speaker. Catch up on our website with all the goings on there as well. So, as we're getting a bit nearer the end of the programme now, let's do some faster space facts for you, shall I? Yeah, as fast as I can literally bring them to you. Did you know Mercury and Venus are the only two planets in our solar system that have no moons? If a star passes too close to a black hole, it can be literally torn apart. You might think it would be Mercury, but the hottest planet in our solar system is Venus. Because of its gases in the atmosphere, it has a constant temperature of 462 degrees Celsius. Crikey! Our solar system is 4.57 billion years old, and scientists estimate in about another 5 billion years, our sun will expand, becoming a red giant. So life on Earth would be impossible then. The highest mountain ever discovered is Olympus Mons, not on planet Earth, it's on Mars. Mount Everest is 5.5 miles tall. Olympus Mons is 16 miles tall. Crikey. Now, a galaxy known as M51 was the first celestial object identified as being spiral, and it is known as the Whirlpool Galaxy. So yes, it has sort of spiralling arms coming out of it, and therefore first ever item discovered in outer space to be spiral in shape. And I'll bring you more facts, such as things about what a light year exactly is, after this next track, because in space it's not easy to breathe. Here is Maroon 5 helping us all try and understand that a little bit better. Thanks so much, guys.
Dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, cause if I do, you need a miracle. You dream me dying, make me wonder why I'm even here. The double vision I was seeing is finally clear. You want to stay, but you know very well I want you gone. Now fit to fucking tread the ground that I am walking on.
Always great music on this programme. Now, more fast space facts. A light year, of course, is the distance covered by light in a single year. Light moves at the velocity of about 300,000 kilometres a second, 186,411 miles to be precise, per second. So one light year, well, you can't put it into miles, it's 5.90302632625 miles. Yeah. 5.9 thousand miles. It's a lot of miles. Let's just leave it there, shall we? The Milky Way galaxy is 105,700 light years wide, which means it would take a modern spacecraft 450 million years to travel to the centre of our galaxy. Ah, unimaginable things, distances. Weights, measurements, whatever. Outer space, it's big. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? Did you know the Sun weighs about 330,000 times more than planet Earth? That's not 300 times more, 330,000 times more than planet Earth. And it also is about 109 times the diameter of Earth. It's so large you could fit 1.3 million Earths in the Sun. The Sun is so gigantic it contains 99.85% of all the mass in our solar system. You think about all the other planets. That is crazy. Something else that's crazy, man has been to the moon. Footprints left on the moon will never disappear as there's no wind. But let's get back to thinking about the Sun now. It will come up again. Here are the Beatles.
Phoenix FM.
Okay, I'm going to keep the fast facts coming. We have a moon that orbits planet Earth, or orbits it, if you like, but there are 79 known moons orbiting Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system. This is weird, isn't it? The Martian day is 24 hours, 39 minutes and 35 seconds long, rather similar to planet Earth. Yes. NASA's crater observation and sensing satellite, LCROSS, found evidence of water on the Earth's moon. So, under current conditions, water can't exist, but scientists believe ice could survive, and therefore there could be evidence of previous water being on the moon. Wowzers. Also, in our solar system, Earth is the only planet not named after a god. Nobody knows how the Earth got its name. It's possibly an amalgamation of the Old English and Old Germanic words for ground. So that is crazy. We talk about things in our solar system. Pluto, whether it's a planet or not, whether you feel strongly about that, Pluto is smaller than the United States of America. Also, there are more volcanoes on Venus than any other planet in our solar system. Are there aliens out there, though? Will Smith might know.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. And of the darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight tight, camera zoom on the impending doom, but then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, neuralizer, vivid memories, turn to fantasies, ain't no MIBs, can I please, do what we say, that's the way we kick it, you know what I mean, but see the noisy cricket get wicked on you, we're your first, last and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe, so don't fear us, cheer us, if you ever get near us, don't jeer us. With fearless and my bees freezing up all the flag.
Yes, and four.
Men in black, and let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. In closing, I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection, cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be, so go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in. Yeah.
let you remember.
Sorry.
Phoenix FM.
Well, we're coming to the home straight now of our space special. Thanks to the asteroid Bennu and the dust being examined, scientists are excited. I hope you are too. Hey, you've enjoyed tonight's programme. Loads of music revolving around space while the Earth revolves around the Sun. And we go around in our solar system. Our galaxy is probably orbiting something else, and there's a larger thing that's orbiting something else we know nothing about. It's all very, very crazy. So, yeah, any other facts I can squeeze in before I leave you? Uranus has 27 moons that have been discovered so far. A season on Uranus is equivalent to 21 Earth years. Neptune's moon Triton orbits the planet in reverse. And like we heard, our moon is getting further away. Triton is getting gradually closer to Neptune. And here's one for you. There are more stars in all of space than there are grains of sand in the entire world. Just going to leave that with you. And let's all try and come to terms with some of the facts that I've shared with you this evening. It's been fantastic bringing them to you. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on Phoenix FM, because there's always great programming on a Tuesday night. Rob Harvey will be in with Synth City very shortly. Keep it on 98.0, phoenixfm.com. I'll be back again next week. Song to play us out. Here's Adele. Bye for now. Thank you.
But you'll never